Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ Sportsline on this Saturday morning. We've heard from Coach Graves and Coach Hofer. I asked both coaches a bonus question today, and I asked it at the end of the interview, but I don't want to forget today, so I'm going to ask you at the beginning, and you're probably going to say, Taylor, you're going to ask me about junior high football again or fall baseball? No, I'm not asking you about that. And I should get John Elder or the late Chuck Rolinski on to answer this question, because I always remember the late Chuck Rolinski was the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association executive director, and he'd always get mad and would say, kids skateboard too much today. Well, I don't know if you saw the IHSA board minutes from a couple weeks ago, and they talked about this emerging sport tracker, and they talked about e-gaming or video gaming, potentially a state tournament series. You're probably saying, yeah, you need to ask John Elder about that. What do you think about a state championship in video gaming within the IHSA?
Oh, my God. No, I had not seen that. No, absolutely hadn't seen it. Nothing surprises me at this stage. I mean, you see it on television. I've never actually watched it. And obviously I know that there are some universities that have teams and apparently investing some money into it as well. So it doesn't come as a big surprise, and I sure hope it doesn't happen. I hope we don't endorse that level of inactivity. But it won't surprise me if there's enough of a demand that it happens.
So you ain't going to coach video gaming football?
I have not played a video game since I remember doing Pac-Man on the old Atari.
Okay.
That was about the last time I played a video game. So
that's so 1985. All right. So you're a big no on that. But I told my radio buddy this week, and I said I'm going to take a bunch of heat from the football coaches because I don't have a major problem with it. But Coach Hofer brought up something interesting when I asked him, and he said I don't know if the school districts in this area could afford something like this, like that. He said, because if you watch it, he says there's kind of a, you know, financial commitment if the schools want to take on that stuff. But that's something to watch. It's an emerging sport slash activity within the IHSA that they're following. Well, last night, I thought kind of a stinker for the Sherrard Tigers falling 40-6. We talked a little bit about it on the post game last night. I just didn't feel the energy or the enthusiasm like I did in week one or week two or week three even. Did you get that vibe from the team last night?
I didn't before the game. You know, leading up to the game, I thought we were really focused and ready to go, and I felt really good about it. That first drive that they had really took the wind out of our sails. And quite frankly, in the three previous games, I thought we did a lot. There were a lot of positives. I really looked at it. Last night, we looked like a poorly coached team. And especially in those first two drives, we looked like we had never seen that offense, which we run. And so, ultimately that's on me, especially as defensive coordinator, when we can't respond to a shift that we do routinely in practice. As I said, that's on me. I didn't have them prepared, obviously, and so we have to examine our practice schedule and how we prepare guys. We're hitting that mid-season point now where, the kids they're not stupid, you know. It's 0-4. They can do the score comparisons and look around the conference and see what's going on and what's coming up. And this is where we've got to make sure we stay focused and make sure we have a good idea of what the big picture is here.
Well, and that's the thing. I know specifically with a new offensive system and a new coach in the style of play, there's going to be some growing pains. And I thought defensively in the first 3 weeks, considering with how many snaps the defense was on the field. And I told you on the pregame, I thought they've stood pretty tall, because you know how you look at that Morrison game, how basically they had two drives, and one of them was a long run at the beginning of the third quarter. And I thought Orion you know, was able to take control in the second half. And then last week, I thought you, you know, gave up terrible field position at St. Bede all night and stayed in the game and had an opportunity to win. But last night, I think, you know, Princeton was stopped just once offensively. They scored on every drive but one, their final drive. What did you think that the real difference was last night? I was surprised how they really kind of just dominated the point of attack last night.
Yeah, I mean, it was physicality. And I hate that term when I hear it on television from announcers, but they were just a more physical team than we were. And this offense is designed to bring more people at the point of attack than you have to defend. And so they executed it well, and we did not respond to that, you know, smash mouth type of football. And that's the type we want to play, and we didn't show the ability to do it. So they, you said beat us at the point of attack. I think that's an understatement.
Well, and you look at how weird, though, that game was last night. You know, when you get really outplayed in the first 24 minutes, you put a 34-second drive together at the end of the second quarter, score with no time on the clock, I think a 57-second or a 57-yard drive that took 34 seconds. It's 20-6. They come out in kind of a almost look like a missed kick, just an errant kick, and you get the ball at the, I think, the 48 of Princeton to start the third quarter, and lo and behold, I mean, you're 48 yards away from making it a one-score game, you know, in a matter of basically 2 minutes on the clock, but you don't capitalize on that opportunity. And, you know, we talked about it last night in the postgame. That's the culture thing, right? I mean,
yeah.
You have to capitalize on the opportunities that you're provided, and when you don't do that, you lose games. And you can't come back, and you can't rally, and you can't do. I mean, you get it, right?
Exactly. And you know, going back to that kick, and again, I don't know what if they were trying to trying to onside or what it was. But I, first of all, sophomore Caleb McWhorter made a real heads up play there. He just went in, didn't wait to see if it was going to go 10 yards. He went and grabbed it. Then he came to the sideline and realized he probably could have picked it up and he would have scored because there was nobody there. But heads-up play on his part in terms of getting on the ball first and foremost. And then second, you're right. You know, it's, okay, here we are, man. Look at us. We're set up just where we want to be. Let's take advantage of it. And we squander the opportunity and give it right back to him. And boom, I think on the second or I think it was third down that they score on the first play in this offense that you put in. You know, a day one base play that we run, they run, and they just run it a whole lot better than we did.
You talked about it last week a little bit, you know, and too about the kids that play and want to play. You talk about this is the tough point of the season, and you beginning of the interview, they know, they realize, you know, that they are 0-4, and they look at comparative scores. You know, too, you're only 4 weeks into this as head coach. So, I mean, just how are you approaching it? Because, you know, when you're trying to build something, you know, people, you know, this is just an editorial comment on me. People want to think these instant results are magically going to happen. Am I okay with 0-4? No, I want this team to win. I thought maybe a chance to realistically be 1-3 or even 2-2. I thought the last 2 weeks maybe this team had a chance to win two games. But, hey, I get it. New coach, still a lot of young kids playing. So my editorial comment is, people, you know, we're 4 weeks into this, and let's be patient here a little bit. And I guess patience is a thing we can't have anymore. But I guess my question to you is, you know, how are you dealing with it now, too, heading toward week five? You see the other scores. You see where you're at, things of that nature. So how do you move forward?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question you ask after the night left. Like last night, and you know, you can push the panic button and say, okay, we're going to scrap what we've been doing and start over and implement something new, or you can say, do I believe in what I'm doing? Do I believe in what we stand for? And you know, I asked myself that last night. And I was like, yes, yeah, I believe what we're doing offensively. I think we need to do it better. I believe what we're doing defensively. I think we need to do it better. We need to coach it better. We need to find a way to reach the kids. The part that I don't think people see, unless you're real close to the program, there are changes taking place. there are changes behind the scene, and I kind of use that iceberg, you know, visualization of below the surface, you know, 2/3 or whatever of the iceberg is below the surface. There's change taking place there, and we know that one day, hopefully it'll be visible for everybody. So it's really just, for me, a confirmation of, hey, this is who we are, this is the direction we're heading in, believe in it, and we're not pushing any panic buttons at this time, we're not making wholesale changes in personnel or philosophy or anything else. This is the horse we're riding, and we believe it's heading in the right direction.
All right, Coach, a 7 o'clock varsity game only next Friday down at Monmouth-Roseville. We'll see you down at Sunny Lane Field. Talk to you next week.
All right, Jim, thanks again.
All right. Tigers fall to Princeton last night, 40-6. More on WRMJ in a moment.